This podcast helps you to understand the nature of the relationship between Elizabeth and her court. Elizabeth was the most important person at her court. Just as she had been chosen by God to govern, she too could choose those to help her govern. This system was known as patronage. The Queen would choose those who she wanted to help her rule. In theory, she could choose anyone. But in practice, she tended to choose wealthy nobles and take power away from them if necessary. In turn, the wealthy nobles would give positions of responsibility to the gentry, which was made up of knights, lawyers, and rich merchants. The gentry took responsibility for controlling the area in which they lived. The wealthy nobles were keen to win the favour of the Queen and a place at court. Patronage meant that gaining friendships and favour mattered more than talent and qualifications. The Queen was the centre of the court, and it was here that much of the business of government was carried out. The court met wherever the Queen was staying. Elizabeth's main London palace was Whitehall, but she had over 60 palaces in total. She rarely stayed anywhere longer than a few weeks, as the drains were unable to cope with longer visits. Elizabeth would take her nobles with her when she travelled, and when the full court met, it was quite a spectacle. The most favoured nobles would be given accommodation at court, and the rest would be asked to find lodgings nearby. The court was a glamorous place, where there was dancing, jousting, plays, and musical performances. Elizabeth was highly educated, and the court reflected this. It was used for business as much as pleasure, though. The glamour was used to impress nobles and visiting ambassadors. Elizabeth used her patronage widely, thereby ensuring the support of the majority of the nobles. She did not want small groups or factions to form which could threaten her power. To that end, although she was a Protestant, she allowed some Catholic nobles to attend court. Elizabeth relied on the nobles to keep control of the country for her. They were in charge of their own areas. This also enabled them to let Elizabeth know the mood of her people. Wealthy nobles were also important in granting favours to those around them. They were ever mindful of the fact that the gentry could find another patron if they fell out of favour with the Queen.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.